The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. If we're missing a sense, like Bartimaeus here, we have to rely on other senses to make up for what is lacking. And we have parishioners here, just like Bartimaeus. We have a blind parishioner. She always sits up here in front, and I can always tell she's intensely focusing on your hearing because she has no choice. She's just listening every word, laughs at all my jokes, which is a lesson to all of you. She listens intensely because she can't see. We even have a deaf parishioner. And so what she has to focus on her sight, looking at everybody and analyzing everyone because, again, she lacks that sense. And it's something whenever we're lacking, we have to make up for it. Even in other ways as well, why our Lord said that prostitutes and tax collectors are entering the kingdom of God before you. Remember that conversation we had with the Pharisees? Why tax collectors and prostitutes? Well, because what are prostitutes lacking? In a sense, they don't have the distraction of their moral fortitude to make them proud. They know they're sinners. There's no illusion. They're horrible people, and they know that. Or why do the poor, why do they enter the kingdom before the rich? Because the poor people don't have their nice houses and cars and bank accounts to distract them from the kingdom. They know they have nothing here. And so they must look elsewhere. This is why Bartimaeus is so upheld by our Lord today. Because if you imagine Bartimaeus, a blind man, he'd have to focus in on the words of our Lord. Because if he weren't able to see, he would become distracted. Because he would totally be underwhelmed if he had eyes and he looked at Jesus. Because what if he were alive back then, our Lord would have been looked like any other Jewish man. He, God, he healing the sick. You're just a guy with a beard and sandals. You look like everybody else. But because he's blind, his sense of hearing now is focused. As we heard in the first reading from Peter, our Lord has called us out of darkness. And to not let the allures of worldly treasure distract us. That's the beauty of the spiritual life, as we now focus intensely. All right, Jesus, call me out of darkness. I know you're the truth. I know you're my happiness. You are my joy. Everything else is fading. Let me see you.